Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, February the 10th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. What a treasure it was to have Mary Ellen Withrow in here. We have not had Mary Ellen on I'm just trying to remember. Might have been back before Thanksgiving. COVID was going around, and we had the holidays, of course, and then everybody's busy after the holidays. So it was great to have Mary Ellen back in studio, and what an interesting day following Mayor Schutzer's announcement that he will run for state treasurer, an office that Mary Ellen held for many, many years. The phones are already lighting up. If you have anything you would like to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. I just listened to your interview with Mary Ellen.
Oh, good.
And when I called the other day, it wasn't about Mary Ellen's age, because the fruitcake toss, when I called her and Mayor Kellogg, she said no. And I gave a pitch how much fun it was going to be, that you wanted her there and all this stuff. So she said, like, throwing it. And I said, well, I think you're supposed to throw it underhanded and things. So finally she said yes. Then I called Mayor Kellogg. And I gave him the pitch, and he said, well, I'm 85 years old. I said, what? He said, yes, and I don't believe, I'm going to say that he really wanted to do it. That's the impression. But he said, yes. And then after because everybody else was in office, but those were the two older numbers, you know, that I had. And so then I started feeling guilty, and that's when I called you and said, well, it's going to be pitch black, 6:30. You know, I don't want him to fall. And the parking, and I didn't want him to get pneumonia because it was freezing. I wasn't going to it, and I just felt guilty.
Well,
And then when they keep pitching her for, you know, to do this, you know, to be like the interim mayor or something, and I thought, yes, if she decides it, you know, that's great, you know, and everything, because Mayor Schutzer had already talked to her, and the Democrats, they probably already had that figured out. And some people, they feel obligated. I do if somebody says stuff. You know, maybe I won't do it, but then I feel obligated. And I really felt guilty when I called them because they were older to do that. Because first, if I just said, would you do it? I don't think either one would have. And I said, well, it's going to be in the paper. You know, there's going to be a prize. You could, if you don't want the prize, you could donate it and all this stuff. And I gave up, which I gave them all that pitch and stuff, because anybody in office would be glad to go there and have their name in the paper and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll ease your mind on some of these, because I do have a little more to the fruitcake toss story. When Mayor Kellogg was here, he actually did a great toss that night, and he came up to me, and I believe it's on the broadcast that night because we broadcast it live. He told me that if he had known earlier about the event, that he would have practiced, and that next year he's going to practice to do it better. So Mayor Kellogg, who will be obviously another year older next year, has already pretty well said he wants to be in it so he can practice and do it. So I think with Mayor Kellogg, it was probably just the unknown. He didn't know what it was.
Yeah, because when you think of tossing a fruitcake, and to me, even if I was in my 50s, 60s, tossing a you know, that fruitcake, it's like, well, that's going to be harder than heck. I felt really guilty, and if they had fallen or got sick, I mean, I'm that kind of person, and it did. It worried me.
And with Mary Ellen, honestly, we talked a couple days before the event. The whole reason Mary Ellen wasn't able to make the event was because she had a death in her family, or she would have been here. And I think Mary Ellen just didn't, much like Mayor Kellogg, didn't know exactly what we were going to be doing. But once they found out what we were going to be doing, neither one of them had a problem. Matter of fact, Mary Ellen said that she thought it was a fun idea, a great idea.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's what I had my pitch for everybody, and I said it's going to be fun, you know, and the fruitcake. She said, well, first she said no, and then she said, well, I can't throw that. And I said, but Scott said underhanded, and it'll go farther. And then finally she said, yes, And I felt like, I don't know whether she thought she should be obligated to do it, because I said, Scott, what was you there? I mean, you know, and stuff. And I should have just asked her and not done all this stuff. And to me, I know people mentioned DeWine's age, and I don't care. I don't care if DeWine's 80, 90, or 100. You know, because those people, like 80 and 90, these people, they run those marathons, and I couldn't do it.
Oh, well, and that's the same with Mary Ellen. And I think with both of them, and I've talked to both of them since, I think it was just they didn't know what was going on. And once they knew what was going on, I don't think it was an issue. And in fact, Mary Ellen unfortunately had that death in her family that day. I think she was really upset that she was not able to come in the end.
Well, I think it's going to be so much fun. But Scott, I knew I wasn't going. And then Jason Schaubert, I said, well, I don't know there's parking, you know, because I'm worried about them, especially walking very far. He said, well, I have rentals around there. They can park, you know, I guess you could have called him, and I don't know where his rentals are. But no, I felt like when I called her first and she said no, and then I did the pitch and stuff, and I thought, am I pushing her into, you know, doing this? Well, I'm glad they came, because, you know, when you get a certain age, they tell you to watch about falling and all this stuff, and, you know, it just kind of worried me, because when they do, now, you guys were talking about, you know, for a mayor till somebody runs, and I think, well, I would put somebody in right now that would run the next time, because you're going to know, the Democrats are going to want to know how he performs. If he doesn't do good, they're not going to nominate him to run, and, you know, and different stuff, instead of just putting somebody in there just to put somebody. But I think that, in fact, I don't know if these people are in the city or what party they are, but I think that Ayers Ratliff, I think that's his name, would be good. And I was thinking, why not George Kasotis? I mean,
well,
you know, I know his age, but I think he would be great.
Well,
and
here's what I would, and I don't want to speak for Mary Ellen or anybody else, and there's really no conversation about it. Here's what I think. The Democratic Central Committee, I believe, would have to choose this person. And that is if Mayor Schertzer does win the state office. So, I mean, a lot of things would have to happen for this to even happen. So let's talk, I mean, it's something that might not even happen. But here's what I would say. If the Democratic Central Committee really did want Mary Ellen to do it, and actually approached her, that's her decision, if she wants to do it or not. And I think if they did want her to do that, they should at least give her the option. I don't know that she would turn it down flat. I just think at this point there's a lot of things that have to happen. The mayor has to be elected to state office. The central committee would have to ask her to do it. But if she didn't want to do it, certainly she wouldn't need to do it. She's had a wonderful career. I'm just saying, I don't think we should disqualify anybody because of age.
No, because I thought she just said on the interview that she wouldn't be interested.
Well, I think she's not actively looking to do it, but I think that if the Central Committee really wanted her to do it and asked her, I'm not saying she would, but it would be her decision. I'm not saying, what she said here, I don't think was a flat, I won't do it. I think it was, I'm not actively seeking to do that, but if you ask me, I would probably, I can't imagine Mary Ellen not taking it under consideration. She's a very knowledgeable, practical, pragmatic person. And,
I got from the interview know that she wasn't interested.
I don't think she'd ever want to say she wanted to do it. But, you know, if they wanted her to do it, I'm sure she'd take it into consideration.
Yeah, like me, stuff and things. But no, I think that, like, she thinks that whoever they want to run, I think they should get them in the office and give them a heads up, you know, like a, that would be good. If he was good in the office, that would give them I guess you'd call it a leg up or something, but
And that could work too. It could work too. But sometimes that works against you, because if anything goes wrong in that year, they'll blame it on you.
Well, yeah, but it's somebody you just kind of threw in there. and, you know, to not nominate them, to nominate somebody that would do the job. That's, you know, kind of like a little experiment there, that if that person doesn't do well in that short of time, you're not going to he's not going to be the nomination or something. Well,
here is what I would say about the fruitcake toss. I think everybody now knowing what it is, I think if Mary Ellen and Mayor Kellogg were entered this year, I think they both would not have a problem being in it. The whole reason for the fruitcake toss, to be honest with you, was an event that a child could do or somebody who's 150 could do. We wanted something, because there are certain events that people who are older and people who are younger cannot compete in. So we wanted something that everybody could do. And it did turn out that way. Mayor Kellogg in his mid-80s was, I believe, the oldest, and he did just fine. He didn't finish in last place. But we also had a girl out there who I believe was, was she 6 years old,
eight.
I believe?
I think she was eight.
8 years old, yeah.
I think she was eight, but, but if it was daytime...
And they both threw further than Adam.
Yeah, I know some of them. It was kind of funny, but if it was in the daytime and light, I would have felt better. But, buddy, I felt guilty after... That's why I called you, and that, you know, being dark at 6:30, you know, dark and that parking, it really worried me. So, different stuff, but, and things. So, but I enjoyed her interview today. I listened to it, so now I got to get busy and get my day going.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed having her in here.
Uh-huh, I'm glad you did.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Remember, again, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. And if you have something to say, we would love to hear it. The fruitcake toss went over fine, and I'm sure that will be a tradition we do every year now. And honestly, the lighting was not bad out here. That was a question that we did have last year, was what will the lighting be like? But honestly, because of the street lights and the lights here at the station, it was really no problem at all. And we did it when it was dark outside. So that turned out okay. All right, here comes another caller down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think the fruitcake toss, I think you ought to call it the Charlie Edwards fruitcake toss, and next year it can be the Charlie Edwards second fruitcake toss.
Not a bad idea. He certainly did love those things.
Yeah, he sure did. They're good, and I'm sure Angie would like that. So the second annual fruitcake toss.
That's right, and we'll get it. We'll have another success. Say thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Good idea. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz. 29 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, 740-383-9944. Lots to talk about. The fruitcake toss was a lot of fun, and I'm sure we will do that again this December. This year, though, I think we'll probably start the sign-ups earlier than we did last year. That way people will have more time to prepare and get ready and so on and so forth. And hopefully we answered your questions in regard to the BMV things of that nature. Hopefully we went up and down the line there. All right, anything on anybody's mind this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Always a lot of questions. There are always more questions than answers. That is for sure. You know, the other day we spent a lot of time talking about the BMV, Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and we were talking about the lady who used to give the tests out there, who was really quite known for not passing people, driving people to Delaware and Bucyrus to take their tests. And I said yesterday on the air, after we had that conversation about her, that I believe it was Sean who said her name was Mary. And does anybody know whatever became of Mary? Was her name Mary out there, the lady who used to give the tests to people were fearful to take the driving test with here in Marion? Remember when the testing location was out at the Southland Mall? the back entrance? That's when this all took place. Does anybody know what happened to her? Is she still around? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. Also, would anybody like to further comment on Mayor Schertzer's run for state treasurer? It's been more than 24 hours now since that announcement came down. And a lot of people have had a lot of things to say about it. We had a lot of calls about it yesterday. And mostly positive, I would have to say. Most of the calls that came in yesterday, I would have to say, mostly fell on the positive side for the mayor. I don't know how that'll all shake out in the end. It's tough, I would think, running for state office. You've really got to be out in all the counties and really do your stuff, do your work. As Mary Ellen was saying, you know, it's a full-time job running for public office on the state level. That's a lot of territory to cover. You know, it's a lot of territory to cover when you're running on the local level, let alone the state level. And is the Democratic Party in good shape in Ohio? I don't know. You know, all of the office holders right now are Republican, it seems like, on the state level. Certainly the legislature is tipping Republican pretty heavy. I don't know if that will change. We'll find out in November, I guess. All right. Again, phone lines are open. Anything on your mind? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. Would love to talk to you. I can't believe nobody... Well, we all remembered... and again, I think her name was Mary, who worked at the testing station for the... Do they call the testing station the BMV testing station, where you go and get your driver's license, you take your exam, or is it just called the exam station? Does anybody know? I don't know. I don't know if it's governed by the BMV or how that works. I'm not even sure where that is now. I think it's all in the same place. Isn't it all down at the county building? Of course, I haven't had to take a driver's test in quite a while. You know what's funny? When you go in to get your driver's license, you know, you have to do that eye test. Has anybody ever failed that eye test? It's kind of interesting because I always see people walk up to the eye test and they say, read this line. And I hear a lot of people say, well, I can't see that line. And then they start shooting those flashes off and they say, raise your hand, I think, when you see the flash. People have a lot of trouble with that, but I've never seen them actually pull somebody out of line and say, well, we can't give you your license. Have you ever known anybody that that's happened to? I've never seen that happen. I don't know what the qualification is once you get your license. Eye-wise, to keep your license. And there really doesn't seem to be any kind of reflex test. It's just all that eye test. Does anybody know anything about this? Or know what happened to Mary? Does anybody even know if her name was Mary? The lady who used to work at the BMV, the testing location. And again, she had a name that people called her. I'm not going to call her that name because it wasn't a very polite name, but boy, she became known by that name in the community. And in a way, I always wondered, did she know that people were calling her this, and is she still around doing anything today? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I got my license last July. I went up there at the motor vehicle thing. And I had to read, you know, like you said, the numbers and all that. And when I stuck my head in there, I could not see the numbers. And they worked with me. They really worked with me. and I had to applaud them. I mean, they took their time, and I could see the sides and all that, things like that, but one lung I couldn't see. Well, I found out I had cataracts. Actually, I went to an eye doctor because they said, are you going to get your eyes examined? I said, yes, I am. Well, they give me my license. I can drive in the daytime, but not night. And they said, when I get my eyes done or glasses or whatever, I could take that test again if I want to, so I could drive at night. But they said, if you come back, you have to go next door, not there, but where you get your titles and stuff changed. And he said, if you take the test and you don't pass it, then they can take your license away. They can flunk you. But I'm going to tell you, it was scary because, you know, I can drive good, all that, but I couldn't see at that time. And
well, that's...
since then, I had cataracts done, and now I can really see, you know?
Well, that's interesting. So the first time you do it, they won't take your license away, but...
The girl worked with me, and she probably could have flunked me, honestly. But they really worked with me, and so I could get my license to drive in the daylight. I mean, I could see good, everything, but I couldn't see them numbers. Now when I go to the eye doctor and I have my eyes done, I can read that chart just bam, 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 bam. You know, there's nothing to it.
Well, that's
it's
interesting.
Scary. It's scary when you want to drive and your eyes start to fail, and, you know, it worries you.
Oh, absolutely. That is a very, very fearful thing when you can't see.
You don't realize, like, the same way with your health. When you got your health, you think you've always got it. But until something happens, then it makes you really start thinking. You can say, well, which color who's got this and that. It don't mean too much. But when it happens to you and hits you in the mouth, you're like, whoa.
That's right.
It's serious.
Much like most things in life, until it happens to us, we're really not all that aware of it.
No, you don't. And just like some people call in, and you know what? They know everything, but they can't do nothing. But they know it all. And I know a lot of people, they can talk a game, but they can't play it. They think they know. Like I've said before, until you walk in somebody else's shoes and do it, you don't know. You say, oh, I didn't know that. Well, how could you? And until you have that experience, you think. We all think that way, you know?
Oh, absolutely. We got to get the whole story, and we never do before we make judgments.
Well, anyway, that was my story.
I thank you for calling. Stay well.
Okay, Scott.
Bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, not obviously that I sit at the BMV all day long, but I've just never seen anybody fail that test, and I've never heard of anybody failing the driving test. The vision test. Now, I've heard of situations where kids had to take their license away, had to take the license away from an elderly person or a parent, but I've never known anybody to fail for the BMV to take away the license. But maybe it's happened. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Talking about that. Talking about Mary Ellen's appearance on the show this morning, talking about Mayor Schertzer running for state treasurer. Let's see. Oh, and I'm fascinated to know if anybody knows what happened to the lady who used to work at the testing station when it was out at the Southland Mall. The lady who we talked about the other day, who people referred to in a not-so-nice manner, but she was kind of famous in Marion for not passing people. Does anybody know whatever became of her? Now, Sean thought her name was Mary. I don't know if it was or not. Does anybody know what became of her or what her name was if it was not Mary?
We could be misstating that. I'm not really sure. Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Always interesting things going on. Never a day where there's not something interesting going on. Got to hear a little bit of Nate's show last night. Very interesting. Live at 5, the show with no name was on last night. I didn't get to hear any of that, but hope it went well last night. Did anybody get to hear the show last night? I think it was somebody's birthday last night, although, because I saw some paperwork around here this morning when I came in, but I don't know. I don't think Terry's birthday is in February, and I'm not really sure about Nate or Pastor Craig, but whoever's birthday it was, happy birthday to them. Glenn Coble comes on when I go off the air this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. That is the schedule, and then Adam the Computer Guy today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. on this station. Don't miss any of those programs. 42 minutes past the hour, phone lines open, 740-383-9944. Well, everybody knew of this woman the other day out at the BMV testing station, but apparently nobody knows what happened to her. Well, hopefully wherever she is, she's doing well. There are a lot, and this is what has brought up Marian history for me recently. I think it's fascinating that there are these people in the community that we all know and we're all aware of, but we don't really talk a whole lot about. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I listened to that program last night, and I think it was Pastor Craig's birthday.
Oh, Pastor Craig's birthday. Well, I hope he had a great birthday yesterday.
I thought that's what they said from what I gathered from it, but...
So how did the show go last night?
It went pretty good. They talked about the Marion and talked about all of the Cardinals downtown and different things like that, Scott.
Now, what was their opinion on the Cardinals?
I thought they thought they was a good thing.
Well, that's good.
So,
you know, I did hear recently that somebody had some visitors from out of town, and they actually took them around to see the Cardinals, so I thought that was nice.
Yeah, I think it was a nice thing to do.
Did you get a chance to listen to Mary Ellen this morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I always enjoy listening to her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's very interesting.
Yeah, a lot of knowledge there and a lot of insight into things we want to know about.
She's a very amazing person at her age to be that alert and just very knowledgeable.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I'm glad you called in. Thanks.
Okay, well, Scott, we'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open here. You can get in just like anybody else. 44 and a half minutes past the hour, coming up on 45 minutes. Boy, there must be a heavy-duty crash somewhere around here. A lot of sirens outside. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Matter of fact, that might not be a crash. That might be a fire. That kind of sounded like a fire engine passing by. You know what I've noticed lately? So many people have these scanners on their cell phones. Everybody is listening to a scanner again. Do you remember when everybody used to have scanners in their homes, constantly listening to what's going on? I tell you, it seems like that's becoming very popular again, but people are doing it through their cell phones. I just don't like when people report the news off a scanner, because a lot of times the things they say on the scanner don't end up exactly being correct. A lot of times they report something and then later find out that that wasn't exactly the case, but the people who are reporting things on a scanner put it out there, and it kind of gets mashed up. But nothing wrong listening with a scanner. It certainly is a very popular thing to do. I'll tell you about the sirens that run by here on South Prospect Street. It's kind of funny, because yesterday, as I said, I was listening to Nate's show, and I was pulling out onto 309, and all of a sudden, I started to hear these sirens, and I thought, is somebody behind me? Is a fire engine or an ambulance or a police officer? Are they coming up the road? And I'm looking in my rearview mirror and I can't see anything. And it sounded very close. And I thought, is somebody pulling me over? Well, what in the world's going on here? But I can't see anything. And then I realized it was coming through the radio. That was a very unique experience. I had not had that experience prior to yesterday. Has anybody had that experience being out on the road when a siren passes the studio here and you start looking around and you think, where's that siren coming from? All right, 47 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind? Any news here in Marion? I saw, I think I brought this up last week, where Amato's is looking for help to run their shop downtown. That's a long time coming, and I think we're all excited for that. But does anybody know when Amato's is supposed to open, or are they open? I don't know. I haven't been downtown in a little bit of time. Del Taco, now I do pass that location every day. That seems to be coming along nicely. I really think that's going to be a hit. To be honest with you, when I saw the menu for what they have at Del Taco, that they have Mexican food, tacos, burritos, all that sort of stuff, and that they also have hamburgers and fries and milkshakes and, you know, just about everything you would want. I think that's going to be very popular, because I don't think that Taco Bell or Victor's or any place like that really has that type of variety. Does anybody have any feeling on how Del Taco is going to go over? Or does anybody have any information about anything going on in Marion? Any new businesses coming that you're aware of, or any news, kind of over the back fence news that maybe we don't know about? Give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to let you know there's going to be free Narcan training, includes a free Narcan kit, provided by Adam H., Tuesday, February 22nd, 6 p.m., McKinley Elementary School, 925 Chatfield Road, here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing well.
I was going to tell you about that Del Taco.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
That, what's the name of that place? Jack in the Box bought all of them up. I think that's why the hamburger and stuff is on the menus.
Oh, is that right? They're owned by Jack in the Box.
Yeah, they bought up, I guess, all of them.
Wow. Well, Jack in the Box has a good hamburger, so that might be a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I
think. How do you think Del Taco is going to go over? Uh-oh, did we lose the call? Hello?
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I know it's probably
go over when it first, you know, starts, and then after that it tends to slow down. But what do you think about parking or anything, if they're going to do that, or just have a straight drive-through?
Well, you know, that's, to me, that's going to be the big question, because the drive-through, I think, is going to be kind of difficult, because there's not a whole lot of area there, and I'm not sure even where the employees are going to park.
Right, that's what I was wondering, because it didn't seem like there was that much room in the back either.
No, there's not much room back there, and it looks like they have a dine-in area the way they're building it, but boy, I'm not sure where you'd park on that lot.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was going to also, not to get off the subject, but on your, you was talking about the DMV.
Yeah.
Well, they told on the news they went, I've done a lot of things on computers and stuff now, but it's really easy to having to go into the DMV that you could do, like renewals and a lot of things, I guess, you don't even have to go in now.
Is that right?
Yeah, I heard that on the news. They was telling about how the lieutenant governor was telling how it really took some pressure off of going in, that they could do it on computers and stuff. Now there's certain things that you can do on there.
Well, I guess that's convenient for people. Have you ever seen anybody fail an eye test? I've never seen it.
I've seen one older gentleman, and he kind of had like pop bobble glasses and stuff like that and took it, but he never even made it through anything.
Well, it's always fascinating to me because I know people are frightened by that when they have to go up there and take that, and they look through that, and it always seems like they're having trouble reading the lines, but because they make people take their glasses off, but I've never really seen anybody get failed because of it.
Yeah, I went in, and when I done mine, and I had strokes and stuff, and I have a problem with my left eye, and it blurs up quite a bit, so she had me go clear to the top, and there's like three numbers, like 327, and asked me if I could read the three numbers, and I read them, and then she passed me.
Well, it's interesting. Maybe this is why a lot of times people's license has to be taken away by their family.
Yeah, that's what I would think, you know, because there's a lot of orders up, but they're good drivers, too, you got to admit.
Well, that's it. You know, yeah, I think that driving is a skill that you hone all throughout your life, but I don't know. Unfortunately, there's some people who I think probably shouldn't be on the road anymore.
Right, especially when they slow down to 5 mile an hour and you got to follow them for 10 miles.
That's right, and you definitely don't want that when Del Taco opens up because that's going to be a heavy intersection.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be bad. Anyway, like I've seen they put my signs up, like they got like no walking sign, like, you know, crossing the roads and stuff.
Right.
I wonder if that had anything to do with that.
You know, it very well could. Like I said, I hope they do well. I hope they make a bazillion dollars. But with the way that light is set up there and all the trouble that Wendy's has had, you know, in that similar location, when people go in through that drive-through, when they have to come back out on 95, I don't know how they're going to go west. I mean, against the traffic, I think that's what the problem people have down by Wendy's.
Yeah, that's right. It's true. I mean, that's even coming out of the car lots or anything down there. It's the same way. You know, you wait forever sometimes, and you got to figure another way out.
That's right. I don't know how that's all going to work. I mean, I'm sure they'll do their best in figuring it out. I just hope that they staff the place heavy, because I know they're going to be busy that first week or two, and
yeah.
I hope people don't get turned off like Popeyes and Ponderosa did.
Yeah. But that's what I was wanting to get in there, so I'll get out of here in case you got a call hanging.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one now. Safe.
You too. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you've got anything you'd like to say, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Always something going on about town. That's the nice thing about living in a community, is that there's always something going on, always something to talk about, and we all get to know kind of the same people, which I think is fun as well. As I say, we all know about this BMV woman. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was wondering, out there by Ryan's in front of Myers, are they ever going to make that into a school, or what is it going to be?
Well, that's what I was told, was it was supposed to be an autism school, but I don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you. That's a good question. Maybe somebody knows.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling. Does anybody know what's going on? There has kind of been a hang-up there with that that building that used to be Ryan's, used to be Ponderosa, there in the Meyer parking lot. We all heard that it was going to be a school for autistic people, but it has been a long time coming, kind of like Amato's downtown. Does anybody know anything about the autism school out on 95? Does anybody know anything about Amato's downtown? Does anybody know anything about Del Taco? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, I talked to Dave last night. He was talking about the value of the prize program. And I called him when he was on his show. He said since he buys his own gift cards, he's going to continue running the way he has been.
Well, I don't think he was running it as opposed to how we do it here. I don't think.
Yeah, well, you hear you go back at once every 3 days. Back to what he's talking, since he buys his own, he's going to give it away to everyone.
Well, he and I will have a talk. I'm sure we'll be able to thin it all out here.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want to, out there where Brian was and the board, that's supposed to be an autistic school.
Well, that's what we heard, but we don't hear when it's going to open.
Well, I heard that before, that's what I'm still hearing. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, let's hope it opens up sometime soon.
Yeah, and this new taco place, I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be something. Hey, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Now, just to bring up this prize policy again, what happened was, during the pandemic, we did away with our prize policy, and namely because we stopped giving away prizes. And then we started giving away prizes again, and people were getting, I don't know, there was, I want to say complaints, but nobody was complaining in a rude way. It's not like anybody came in here and yelled or anything. But we are having some confusion on prizes because we're not telling people any rules before we give them away. And essentially, the prize policy will be the prize policy we've always had, which is you can win once every 30 days. You have to let the people know before the contest begins what the rules are, and if you don't let them know, then you can't go back and change that. And you have 10 days to pick up your prize. Now, I don't know how this would affect Nate's show, because he's been here since we've had the prize policy. He used to put his prizes down on the paper, so I don't really know what the problem would be. And if he wants to give prizes more to people than once every 30 days, that's his prerogative. I mean, we're not saying that you can't win more than once every 30 days, but that's just the policy. I guess that's the host's discretion to disqualify you if they don't want you to win more than twice in 30 days. You see why we have trouble with the prize policy, because people can do what they want in general, but we can't be yanking prizes away from people after we've said on the air that they have won them. That is the problem we're having. And we're also having a problem with rules not getting stated beforehand. We'll figure it out. It's not going to be the biggest issue in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's me again.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate was talking last night, and he's going to announce his, like, next week on the beginning of the show. And he said that he never really was affiliated with what you guys done there. He buys his own cards and stuff and does it his way. And he has it set up so when you call in, he usually allows one caller, and then he puts it in the drawing, shakes it up and stuff. But he said he's going to announce it next week, but he said he's always done it that way, and he didn't have any rules that you guys had at the station.
Well, no, the problem became, I'll tell you what the whole problem was when Adam started to give away prizes, he disqualified somebody because they had won a prize on my show. And that was the problem.
Well, he had announced that when he first come on. I don't know if we go back to repeat, but when he came on, he said, if you have won anything within 30 days, you won't be eligible. And then he turned around and he asked them when they get on the phone.
Well, now here's, this is the rule we always adhered to when it was Charlie and I giving away stuff, was that if you haven't picked up your prize, then technically you have not won it. So, you know, I know people don't sit by the radio 24/7, and that was also an issue, that if somebody didn't call back in, they weren't getting the prize. And we have to eliminate that as well. I don't think Nate has that problem because he mails his prizes. So I don't think it's going to be a big issue. Again, if you want to give somebody a prize, we've done that with many prizes around here and said, okay, this is not in the 30-day policy. But if somebody wants to, if Nate wants to give a prize to somebody who's already won a prize on another show, that's fine. All we're saying is that you cannot disqualify somebody who has not picked up a prize, who's won something on another show, because that's what's causing the problem. If you haven't picked up the prize, then technically you have not won it yet. And also, you have to announce these rules before you start the show, and just because they're not listening when they win doesn't mean they're not eligible for the 10-day prize pickup policy, because not everybody can sit and listen all day long. So that's all it is. I think it'll be fine. Glenn coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship. I am the host of the Pastor Spot.